Congressman Steve Kagan says the federal stimulus plan differs from a previous bailout the country saw that rescued the financial giants.
It's not an investment in Wall Street. This is an investment in people. This, if you care about people who have lost their jobs and can't afford their COBRA insurance, this is a yes vote.
But Republican House members claim the package is loaded with pet projects. Kagan agreed with his fellow Democrats' concession of deleting $20 million meant to resod the National Mall in D.C. and cutting about $200 million for contraceptive services.
Well, I was not pleased with the fact that people put family planning and fixing up the mall here in Washington, D.C. into a jobs bill and a tax-cutting bill, and leadership has conceded and withdrawn those two portions from it.
Kagan says the stimulus plan will help rebuild the economy by creating jobs that literally build.
We in Wisconsin understand there are two seasons. There's winter and construction. And we're ready. We've got the plans on the shelf. We can get them bid out. We can get these projects going within 60 to 90 days.
The state government has created a special agency to speed up project approvals. Wisconsin expects around $3 billion. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.